Oasis Audio presents Dangerous Faith by James Lund and Peb Jackson. Read for you by John Gager. Introduction. Peb Jackson. A fierce wind whipped against my pajamas, and the tornado siren wailed as I held my father's hand and raced across the yard for the cellar under the guest house. I was a small boy in the little town of Haviland, Kansas, encountering real danger for the first time. I remember cowering in the dark cellar, feeling both afraid and thrilled. As a boy, I always seemed to find opportunities to rediscover that thrill. I'd run across a road when a big truck was coming. I'd walk along a railroad track while a train headed my way. I'd climb the outside ladder rungs of the 10-story water tower at the center of town. I also tried, several times, to hold a cherry bomb firecracker for as long as I could. Once I held on too long, the explosion lacerated my fingers. Yet that was part of the allure. The danger was real, and so were the consequences. One other example stands out to me. When I was 13, I was driving a tractor and pulling a plow on my uncle's farm. What could be more boring than trying to maintain a straight line in a field for 12 hours? Then I spotted a group of young rabbits darting in alarm from the noise. I somehow tied the steering wheel down and kept the tractor and plow moving while I jumped off, chased down a couple of the rabbits, and jumped back onto the tractor in front of the lethal plow, grinning in triumph. Again, the proximity to risk and its consequences was powerfully attractive. My fascination with adventure and danger was further fed by reading Edgar Rice Burroughs' Tarzan books and Maurice Herzog's mountaineering classic, Annapurna. When my father took my twin brother and me on backpacking trips around the Grand Tetons, I imagined myself climbing the heights in the Himalayas with Herzog and other explorers. It was the beginning of a lifelong dedication to pursuing and uncovering the benefits of risk. Jim Lund. I wasn't as daring as Peb while growing up, but I do recall as a boy following a local lad into a hidden tunnel on an Oregon beach and discovering that it stretched far longer and deeper than I could have imagined. Like Peb, I shuddered with a wonderful mixture of fear and excitement. Who knew what lay ahead in that unexpected labyrinth beneath the sand? Also, like Peb, as a youth, I was enraptured by tales of marvels and risk and daring, books about dinosaurs and the Hardy Boys, TV shows like Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and Star Trek. I wanted to be there with Frank and Joe, with Captains Crane and Kirk, solving mysteries and exploring the farthest reaches of sea and space. Many years later, my 8-year-old Peter and I were riding our trail bikes, a pair of beat-up Magnas, down a dusty path on U.S. forest land in central Oregon. We dodged the outstretched branches of juniper trees as we flew along and kept a wary eye out for a recently sighted cougar. We crested a hill, and there, hidden in the trees on our left, was a huge formation of rocks that practically screamed out the words, "Climb me!" In an instant, Peter had dropped his bike and was running for them. "Come on, Dad!" he yelled. It was vintage Peter, a boy who's constantly veering off trail to explore a cave, a bug, a shadow, a sound, or whatever else strikes his imagination. Then came the moment I remember best from that afternoon. As he ran, Peter twisted his torso for a glance back at me. He didn't speak, but his look said it all. "Are you coming, Dad? I'm not quite sure what's ahead, but I can't wait to check it out, as long as you're with me." Isn't that a picture from some point in all our childhoods? We're curious, ready for adventure, excited about the possibilities, thrilled with the hunt. Suddenly, in the midst of the journey, a sliver of doubt needles in. Hey, there might be danger here. Do we know what we're getting into? But a glance reassures. "There's Dad. It's okay, so let's go." We're all born with that sense of curiosity, with an instinctive need to stretch and learn and discover. It's one of God's gifts for this life. Sadly, most of us grow out of it. We become analytical, judgmental, protective. We fear...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?